Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kiera. May I help you?
Yes, I have a credit card transaction from your company, and I'm trying to figure out what it is that I allegedly might have bought. Can you help me?
Yes, I'd be more than happy with assisting you. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Do you want, sorry, zip code?
Yes, your zip code.
27518.
27518. And your first and last name?
Peter Large, L-A-R-G-E.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Large. I did find the account, and can you verify your full address?
111 Laurelwood Lane, Cary, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you for that information. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm waiting on the account to load up the information. Okay, so yes, sir, I do have the account pulled up, and it does look like on January 28th, you paid the $7.95 for the postage for the smartwatch gadget. And in the terms and conditions, it also advises you that within 48 hours, you will be charged the $56.95 for the online membership fee. And that's what the $56.95 charge was for.
I didn't see that.
Yes, sir.
What's the membership fee for? What's the membership fee for?
Counted price.
Hello?
Hello?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
What's the membership fee? Yeah?
Yes, it's the $56. It is for the online membership store that sell many different gadgets, just like the smartwatch, at a discounted pricing.
Well, I don't want that. Can you cancel the order?
So give me 1 second. Let me take a look over the account, okay?
Yeah.
I'm still here. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
So, yes, sir. So, we have shipped out the gadget. You didn't pay for the gadget. So, what you did was you paid for the online membership fee. So, what I can do is cancel out the membership so you won't receive any more charges.
And reverse the one you charged.
Okay, so that charge is actually valid.
Why?
Once you agree to the terms and conditions, the charges become valid. You will see. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't see anything about a membership fee. I just saw the watch, and I was happy to pay the shipping for it. So I'll send you the watch back and cancel the membership fee.
Yeah, so it wasn't for the watch. So we haven't charged you for the watch. The membership fee covers the online gadget store.
Well, I don't want that. I don't care.
All right, so what I can do is offer you 35% of your funds back as a one-time courtesy.
35% of what?
Of the $56.
I'd like to see where it says anything, and I didn't receive a confirmation email from you or anything.
Yes,
it sounds like a bit of a scam.
So we did, on the bottom of the page when you processed the order, it was in the terms and conditions. Now, give me 1 second. Let me see what I can get done for you.
I mean, was it visible? I mean, I didn't see it at all.
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment. Let me see what I can get done for you. So I did speak with my supervisor, and they did allow me to process you a 50% refund back as a one-time courtesy.
Well, I'm going to go to the credit card company and just tell them not to pay it.
Okay, give me just a moment here.
Because I don't remember, or send me something that shows me where the membership fee.
Okay, so I was able to go ahead and process the $56.95 refund. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to return it to the account.
Okay. And do I send the watch back? Where
no, sir. The watch was free.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling. Yes, sir.
You're refunding the $56?
Yeah, I've already refunded it. It takes about 3 to 5 business days.
And how do I know you won't charge the card again?
The account is canceled.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you give me a head and a hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Give me a confirmation number.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. It'll be C as in Charlie, 258-87-8461.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.